Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire tidbit, snippet, a little bit of putting a little bug in your ear about what it is that I'm going to be talking about this week on Shut Your Ass Up. So, again, thank you for continuing to listen. For those of you that have decided to subscribe and are still patronizing Situations with Sassy, I appreciate you and I thank you. And for those of you that have subscribed, I appreciate you and I thank you. So, listen, this week, I didn't have a lot of stuff to talk about. But this week, I'm going to take it back to Situations with Sassy. I'm going to take it back to her roots. I can, again, be a little bit more real rough, rugged, and raw. But what I want to talk about, since I opened up the season talking about black women and dating, and then I followed that up with whether or not black men actually like black women, or do they even value us, or do they even love us. And then, of course, we had Slapgate, and then we had the Supreme Court nomination discussion. But now I want to talk about bringing it back to dating. And one of the things that I noticed that we as women have to be, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen to men. I'm a woman. I'm speaking as women. I speak to women. And it's about us and our accountability. One of the main things that I've noticed is that in our loneliness, and I said this on the first episode of this season, in our loneliness, we're not stronger than that. And our desperation to be loved and liked, we overlook a lot of red flags. And there's a major red flag that we overlook, and that is of love bombing. And love bombing is basically a person who does too much too soon. And listen, I'm not saying I don't agree in love at first sight, because I agree. I think it can happen. I believe in lust at first sight. I believe you can meet somebody and the vibe is, you know, so off the chart and the chemistry is there. I believe in that. But love bombing is when they're buying you dozens and dozens of roses by the fifth date. And by the third date, they're telling you that they love you and they can't live without you. That is love bombing. They're playing to what it is that they know that they feel that you need. And because you've never had someone treat you that way, you've never had someone say those things to you. Ladies, we have to recognize when we are being love bombed. And just a fun fact is that a lot of psychologists have identified love bombing as possibly a part of the cycle of abuse, of emotional abuse. So you know you've been love bombed, and I know that you're listening to this snippet, and Mike and Tyrone and Bill and Phil and all of these people and these situations and relationships that you ended up in that you know you shouldn't have been with. I know, because I've been there. Again, when I speak about a lot of things, I will tell you when I'm speaking from experience, or I will tell you when I'm speaking from what I witnessed happen to other individuals. I'm speaking from experience with that. Where we've been lonely, where I've been lonely, where I fell for the Jedi mind trick and the okie doke. But I know the signs to look for. And you go on over to Vinoy.com, and I'm going to give you a few key signs to show you that you are being love bombed. All right. So Vinoy.com, Vinoy.com. Subscribe to Shut Your Ass Up. $4.98 a month. I know y'all got it. Buy your girl a cup of coffee. You can sit back and drink that coffee with me as you listen to each and every episode, not only on Situations with Sassy, but also over on Vinoy.com. So remember to live every moment, laugh every day, love beyond words. And until then, I'm going to talk to you in a week. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.